From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. FBI again probing U.S. Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton following an earlier investigation into her use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. FBI is now looking at emails which are part of a separate investigation involving the estranged husband of a key Clinton aide. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
Clinton's Republican opponent, Donald Trump, seized on the news during a rally in New Hampshire.
The FBI has just sent a letter to Congress informing them that they have discovered new emails pertaining to the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's investigation.
Back in July, FBI Director James Comey concluded that Clinton's use of a private email server was careless, but did not rise to the level of criminal conduct. Clinton addressed the issue in Iowa late Friday.
So the American people deserve to get the full and complete facts immediately. The director himself has said he doesn't know whether the emails referenced in his letter are significant or not.
Polls continue to show Clinton leading Trump, both nationally and in many of the key battleground states that will determine the election outcome on November 8th. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Also in the news, Iraqi forces have advanced into a town south of Mosul as an Iraqi Shiite militia joined the offensive by opening up a new front to the west. Commanders said most Islamic State fighters withdrew earlier this week using civilians as human shields. U.S. airstrikes disrupted the forced march, allowing some civilians to escape. This is VOA News. The U.N. Human Rights Office reports now that Iraqi civilians, as we've mentioned, are increasingly being used as pawns by the Islamic State. Spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani.
ISIL's depraved, cowardly strategy is to attempt to use the presence of civilian hostages to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operations.
And because of all that, it's provoked revenge killings of suspected IS fighters. Yemen's internationally backed president has rejected a new United Nations peace proposal as warplanes from the Saudi-led coalition backing him launched strikes that killed scores of rebels, civilians, and others in the country's southwest. Details of the latest peace proposal from UN Special Envoy Ismail Ul-Sheikh Ahmed to President Abu Rabu Mansour Hadi had been not officially disclosed, but Reuters has said they do include provisions that would sideline Hadi and install a new government. Two suicide bombings killed at least 9 people, injured 24 others in the Nigerian city of Maiduguri, the heart of the 7-year-old insurgency by the Boko Haram militant group. No one claimed responsibility, but the bombings were similar to previous ones carried out by Boko Haram. The violence is not limited to just northeastern Nigeria. It has spilled over into Niger, Chad, and Cameroon. A longtime friend of South Korean President Park Geun-hye has returned to Seoul after a subpoena was issued in her name. It is part of an investigation into an influence peddling scandal. Choi Soon-sil was provided with drafts of President Park's speeches for editing and is alleged to have used her friendship with Park to meddle in government decisions on personnel and policy and to misappropriate funds from nonprofit organizations.
최 원장은 변호인을 통해서 밝힌 바와 같이 검찰 수사에 적극
This is Choi's lawyer. He says she will actively participate in the prosecution investigation. He added that she apologizes for her frustration, any frustrations that she has caused. President Park has been facing calls to reshuffle her office and cabinet, and thousands of protesters have been calling for her to step down. 3 astronauts have returned to Earth safely. They did so today after a 115-day mission aboard the International Space Station. Up there, during the mission, they successfully sequenced samples of mouse, virus, and bacteria DNA while scientists on Earth simultaneously carried out identical samples.
That's the latest world news from VOA.